Ladies and gentlemen, Movie Spoilers Podcast proudly presents Wayne and Luke Smale hosting Not Worth a Kick in the Ass.
Hello, people, welcome to another show Not Worth a Kick in the Ass. Oh, thank you. What an amazing, beautiful audience we've got here. Oh, now, people, allow me to introduce my brother and fellow host of the show, Luke.
Oh, what a big turnout for that. Why have we just got women in the audience?
Oh, that's good. They've come to see us. Look at the beautiful people.
No, they look like big fat housewives to me.
But no, thanks for coming. Okay, people, sit down and sit down, right? We have got a huge show for you today. We're going all out. We're going to cover the Daniel Craig Bond era, as long as with our review of Spectre.
We'll review A New Hope, the original Star Wars film.
But first, people, get ready, because we have a special first guest coming out through. He is known throughout the universe. He is feared by all and hated by many. And no, people, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. Even though we could have been. We are talking about that famous Sith Lord, Darth Vader!
Hey, Darth, I'm a huge, huge fan, but I even like your toothbrush. Please take a sip.
Oh, I'm sure Vader could use a toothbrush to ask, man. Listen to those fans, man! They love you!
That is correct.
Few weeks out of the big day till Force Awakens comes out.
Yes.
And you've seen the movie. What are your thoughts about The Force Awakens?
Impressive.
Not really a big talk, are you now, Darth?
No.
Darth, you mind if I call you Darth? Do you really think the fans will enjoy the movie the day when it comes out?
This will be a day long remembered.
Well, that's one aspect of the show we're doing today, but how about we talk about another icon and the other sort of half of the show we're talking about, James Bond 007.
He is here.
No, not James Bond. But, well, thoughts, there's a big rumour going around about Idris Elba playing James Bond. What do you think of that?
What?
Yes, believe it or not, they are actually thinking about recasting Daniel Craig's James Bond as Idris Elba.
Don't make me destroy you.
No, it's true, Lord Vader. I mean, Idris Elba is James Bond.
No.
Don't you? Well, I mean, heaps of people think he'd be great as Bond. You don't?
No.
Look, I'm with you. I think he's too old. I don't like the idea of the Broccoli's casting him as Bond.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
We're all fucking being treated unfairly. I think we can agree with you on that one.
But treated unfairly, and people are still wanting it.
Mate, obviously you have an opinion. Luke has an opinion about Idris Elba. But let's ask the people in the crowd here. Idris Elba's James Bond. Would you want him? See, the fans have spoken. People here do not want him as James Bond. But, Vader, how would you feel about him if he just appeared in Star Wars?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
But what if Disney made a deal for him to appear in it?
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Well, we got a special surprise for you, Mr. Vader, because little do you know, out back we have a special guest waiting to come on and meet you.
What?
That's right, we have Idris Elba backstage!
He is here.
That's right, now, we don't have to bring him on stage if you don't want us to.
He will join us or die.
He might, but he might resist coming out on stage.
It is pointless to resist.
That's right, people, let's bring the man who's going to be the next James Bond out on stage, Idris Elba!
Well, if it can't be, bring the one you love. Love the one you with.
I have you now.
Holy shit, Lord Vader's killing Idris Elba!
Wow. on stage, the Lord Darth Vader has just killed Luther legend, Idris Elba.
Well, we can't thank you enough, Lord Vader, for joining us, and especially for killing us, supposedly next James Bond. And we're very, very, very sorry that we had to have Idris Elba join us.
Apology accepted.
Well, people, as a gift today to everyone in the audience, we are giving every member in the crowd a body part of Idris Elba.
Oh, for all, one for all! Take a bit!
You can have this penis, it's pretty small.
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
Yeah, no one's gonna kick my ass.
This is a man who wrecks the buffet at the Herald Club this morning. When's he gonna be in?
Overrated. Terrible movie. Terrible.
You know, we'll get to our review.
I bet you're just the pride of your department back in the UK.
You know what?
I love that
I've never
guy.
Been so bored in a movie in my life.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, all those explosions. You know what I always wanted with James Bond? Him to be realistic.
What was... Well, wait till we get to it, but
mind you, in the first one, they had a dragon.
What about the mummy? When he turned into a mummy?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Voodoo magic man.
Blofeld in drag.
Does anyone remember that?
Oh, it was quality.
I made a clone out of mashed potatoes.
Believable. Very believable.
Telly Savalas not
recognizing him after he met him 6 months ago.
No, in his disguise is just a kilt.
Believable. No, but it didn't get realistic until Daniel Craig came along.
Yeah.
So it took him 19 films to get serious.
Fuck it. Bullshit.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
So this was a big week for P1, wasn't it? Z Day. I'm
worried he's dead.
I'm gonna have to sit and watch. I feel like you guys are just destroying this poor guy.
You know what? If I was him, poor old Z makes all these movies, right? But if I was him, I'd say to P1 exactly what Jack Palance said to Tim Burton.
Oh, son, I've made 58 different films. How many have you made?
Well, where is it? This is it right here. But this is the Night of the Living Dead.
Well, they're not going to see it. I'm going to have to... Oh, it's in widescreen. That's enough. It looks like Clerks.
It's like... Where is the famous scene?
You ruined it for me. I haven't seen it.
Look at this acting.
She's sick. What do you mean? She's sick. Like sick, sick.
Like sick, sick. Brilliant writing there, people.
No, well, look, I've never seen this acclaimed masterpiece that everyone keeps raving about.
I have said to you, it is my greatest comedy that has ever lived.
But I heard the review that P1 and Cody did. I actually got in trouble at work because I was like, you know, sort of uncontrollable laugh, like, like out of nowhere.
Too harsh on it. I don't think they see the true genius that is Chad.
Does he listen to us anymore?
Chad doesn't listen to anything.
Doesn't he?
No.
So he just... That's probably for the best, don't
he? He listens to his own show, that's it.
That's really?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Actually, I know why.
You really asked that question?
I gotta say, is there anything he likes besides horror films? Like, anything?
Not much.
Doesn't like Star Wars, like
Skyfall. Skyfall was shit.
Doesn't like... What were the other things he didn't like? I remember hearing about this. Doesn't like air, doesn't like... Yeah.
He has horrible taste.
Doesn't he like... Somebody told me... That was what, yeah! On IMDb on his page. Oh. Three best films. Dark Knight. I'm like, fair enough. There was Inception. Maybe. Yeah, but fair enough.
Where you go with.
Pearl Harbor. What? What?
Oh, I'd love to see his remake of that film.
I'd like to see his remake of Dark Knight.
Oh, God, no.
I'd love to see somewhere Cody's gone, no, don't even think about it. Imagine the scene where the Joker's torturing that guy. Like, imagine him trying to do the Batman voice.
Oh. What, Z?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been Z
He'd
playing?
He'd have to play Batman.
Oh, fuck.
He'd have to play.
No.
Who else would he play?
Well, you just wait till you watch that film.
We're not going to do what they did in audio commentary. We might sit and watch it like we did Sex and the City, though. We
and
might
film
do
it.
Yeah, and film it. Look, people, I loved Night of the Living Dead. not this one. The original, not the remakes or fucking any of that shit, but the original 1968
I've created a new rating on movie spoilers. What? Which they won't know, because by the time they heard this, it would have been, we would have done a review and everything. I'm creating a new rating called the Z rating, which is when something is inspired, like, yeah, when just say I wanted to make my own spin-off to Rocky. Mm. Mate, it was fucking awful. That's an inspired by movie. That's called a Z. Because nothing of it is inspired by George A. Romero. Fucked that up completely. Inspired by. So it becomes a Z rating.
So what exactly is he doing with movie spoilers at the moment? So he's just...
Not much.
Because I saw an interview with him, and he actually handles himself well in interviews. But
when he was in his shorts and his T-shirt. What? That ripping shit on him on Throwback Tuesday, because Sammy picked out the thing when he went to do this interview on TV. He just had like cargo shorts and a shirt. She's like, couldn't you even get fucking dressed up into a shirt?
Really?
He's like, I only had an hour to prepare. I was like, an hour to prepare?
What, to put on pants?
I only had an hour! Put them pants on! One leg was tricky!
They had a hole in them!
I can see P1 get someone else. P1's giving me laugh his ass off just because we're putting more shit on poor old Z.
I'm like, what? I only had 2 days to prepare. Give me a break.
The best thing is when he says,
I don't have an iron.
Yeah, he is 8 months prepared to editing. When you see his movie, there, no fucking...
What? What? I didn't hear... 8 months to edit. They didn't do that all over to Arabia. 8 months to edit. 8 months of editing. The only movie I've heard about them doing that on is Superman, and now...
That was two films back to back.
Yeah, and now Night of the Living Dead, the remake. I'm going to have to sit and watch. Let's do it with it. Like I said to Cody, let's get a doll here and Jamie to watch this too.
I'm happy to drag them in.
We'll have to do it at mine, though. There's no way in hell Adalia will walk off in disgust.
Well, put this
she
way,
doesn't even like I don't, zombie movies.
No, but just about to stop you there. She doesn't like horror films. This had no horror.
Isn't it scary?
There's a zombie that's going with his tongue. It's like,
what? A zombie?
Just got his tongue out.
Zombie roll.
His tongue out.
Roll his tongue around. Yeah. What's a zombie sack? Where is that? Where is that in the rules?
Careful the tongues. They can make a slurping noise. They're really good at having the slushies.
What?
Oh, there's a big fat zombie just crawling around going, blah, blah.
All right, I'm going to have to... Have you seen that?
I told you! People are looking at this wrong. It's the best comedy movie ever. Ever.
But they turned around, they said, because I listened to their review, and they turned around, they said, oh, Wayne's remembered it wrong. It's not very funny.
I remember it clear as day. I only watched it already. When they did the audio commentary, I watched it with them. I had to.
The commentary was pretty funny, I'm going to say.
Oh, it is serious. I feel sorry for Z. Because he doesn't know what a genius he is. He just needs to say.
I hope he doesn't listen to it. Because I did have. Maybe it's my humanity.
Sound like the guy wrong with Paul Creed. Was like, no, do listen to him, Stagan. Because when this is over, they're going to owe you a big pay.
When you do the sequel, they're going to owe you an engraved apology.
I would pay to see him do a sequel. I will give him $20,000 right now.
Would you rather see Creed or a sequel to Night of the Living Dead?
That's a hard one. As much as I love Rocky,
well, wouldn't it be your nightmare if Creed is a big hit and Creed 2, the director, Chad.
I would stand up and cry and
you know you wouldn't be happy. I don't care if you're a friend. You know, you're a friend no more. In the words of Paul. I don't pay you to direct movies with a scum bum.
I would cheer.
You would not cheer.
I would be honored to call that man my friend.
You would not. You, it's like,
he would, as long as he had Apollo's zombie come back and look at his tongue go,
that is how he boxes. Just confuses it. The guy gets bored and says, look, I'm going to jump into this canvas. Very bored.
Oh, I love it. I love Z.
P1 and Felicity.
Oh, good.
So, is this for real?
Speaking about horrible tongue actions.
Is this for real?
I don't know. Do you know when that man's telling the truth or not?
Because I was thinking, Wouldn't it be terrible? We could be related to him. We could end up related to him one day.
If people are aware, which I'm sure you're all aware of now because it's been mentioned on every single show, P1 wants to fuck our cousin.
Well, a lot of people do. I hope she doesn't listen to this. A lot of people. That's okay.
Yeah, we
haven't even really care about that. But
how many mates? I've had the same thing. Plenty of mates.
Who's that? She was at our wedding, and bloody this work guy, Adalia, has never spoken to him before. Didn't even wish me happy wedding. Who the hell is that? my cousin, you moron. Who are you anyway?
Vicky Vale.
Stop. I'm like, who are you? Get out of my wedding. I didn't invite you here. But P1. So P1's... No.
I'm more worried about my wedding.
What?
Why?
Just think of the guest list.
Are you married? Are you
Me and Jamie have spoken about it, and we all know it's going to happen eventually. But just think of the guest list. P1, Cody, you. I'm sure CJ will be there. It's going to be a...
Dean?
Dean.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, he will. Yeah, well.
That is going to be one of the most fucked up weddings in history. I feel sorry for Jamie's dad meeting P1.
Bring
Floor and Surge too.
Peter.
I could see P1. There you go, nigga.
Like, what?
To what?
To Surge.
Dolly's dad would be hilarious.
So that's the wedding. So, yeah.
We've got a lot to cover, though.
Yeah, we do. Creed, you want to talk about the reviews that are springing up?
You don't want to talk about it? Okay.
Want to wait and see. I'm surprised people aren't going, you're not doing a Rocky show. Yeah,
that's next week.
After Creed.
The reviews are not just good.
Very good. Yeah.
They're very, very good. And I don't want to take credit for it, but we are the ones who said this.
From day one. When we were the ones raving about it from the start, people were like,
silly idea. Bring back the robot.
I want the robot.
Yeah, bloody polishing a car again.
that's what Z's movie needed. A robot.
A zombie robot. So, I mean, that's one movie coming out. But also, should talk about, I think I spoke to you about this last week. For years, they've been talking about making a movie based on the USS Indianapolis.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now, the USS Indianapolis...
Explain it to the people.
Probably, it's the ship that... deliver the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. It's most... famous in some ways from Jaws, like even more than World War II, because in Jaws, Quint does a big speech about it. Like everyone knows it, please.
They get eaten by sharks, not the boat.
monologue, and yeah, they 1,000 men went in the water, didn't see the first one for about an hour, tiger shark. Anyway, they're making a movie about this event, and it's been...
Who would you cast?
And it's been a big, long wait for it. Now, the cast, the captain of the USS Indianapolis, is Nicolas Cage.
Genius. Absolute genius.
You know what would be awesome? Sharks! Not the sharks! Imagine him in the water getting pulled around. A little bit wired. A little bit tired.
As long as I have, like, Keanu Reeves as his co-pilot or something. His co-captain.
What? Keanu Reeves?
Whoa. I know how to swim.
The shark's pulling him up. The shark got my face! Fuck you! Fuck you! looks at the shark. The shark's going for the body. I said, put the body back in the boat.
If he did the voice. Like, what was his name?
Cameron Poe.
Yeah. Connor, if he played the captain of the Indianapolis like that, Academy Award. Academy Award right there.
Don't treat seamen like that! He starts hitting the shark.
What's that? Lock up your doors. What's that fucking...
Daddy, your juice coming off!
Oh, fuck, that'd be awesome.
Points the shark. Hey, my mama lives in a trailer. No reason.
I would love to see it.
And then, Pete, the awesome twist is that he turns out to be Quint in the end. Oh, my God. Two generations of fans getting pissed off.
We looked at like Obi-Wan. I heard millions of voices cried out with some
What? Go into Amity.
And then do the remake.
Yeah.
With him as Quint.
As Quint, yeah. Well, and instead of, you know, instead of getting eaten in Jaws, it's like fucking Con Air just gets bitten and he just ignores it. Wong keeps walking. Walks in.
Like, in the water, they're dying. I don't believe there's a card. I'm sure there's a card. You ain't getting near my semen. Buckle up.
Ties a shark up to a fucking crane in the middle of the ocean.
Or if it's a shark comes up to him, the last thing your semen's going to feel is my stinking breath.
Or a shark talks to her.
So, Quint, what are you going to do? I'm
going to save the fucking day.
Who would want to see that movie?
Come on. I'm going to say, it's getting more appealing with the shark going past the boat. On any other day, that'd be normal.
Just that over the drifting out, you start to see land. Well, viva Las Vegas. It's not even Vegas, you idiot. It's the middle of the desert.
Oh, as it blows up a bit from fucking Face Off. Die!
Oh, I love that bit.
I love Face Off.
So over the top.
I love his cast of Troy.
Anyone need a light? Light!
Fucking hell. After the sharks knocked out the lights.
Anyone need a light? Light!
Just remember who they wanted to play, get him to play?
Skeleton.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would have been awesome. See, that's just it. Nicolas Cage is going to become like Christopher Walken. He has a persona now. And he's got to live.
Exactly.
And that's kind of cool.
He is the new Christopher Walken. That's actually a great way to look at it.
Yeah, for sure. That's all right. There's nothing too wrong with that. I mean... I never thought Nicolas Cage was that great an actor.
Academy Award winner.
Yeah, I don't care.
Academy Award.
I know. So was Christopher Walken.
True.
He was Academy Award.
That's before he was really big time famous. Though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. In fact, like I said on a previous show, I think, like, the Academy gave that to Christopher Walken thinking, Deer Hunter, thinking, he was actually acting, but then they realized it's just him.
Man, that's brilliant acting.
Well, that's very good.
Well,
it's fast enough for you.
I think she just watched him in A View to a Kill last.
I think Kevin Spacey really started that.
He did it perfectly.
I think he was.
He does
really the one that did
perfect.
It
perfect.
Fucking last time, people.
Yeah, because it's so boring, this gun barrel. The blood seems rushed.
Very unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
All right, so let's talk about Daniel Craig and the reinvention of Bond after the Halle Berry disaster of 2002.
Yeah, that was wonderful, apparently.
Why aren't you people talking about that?
I wasn't actually for Casino Royale when it came out. Do you remember?
Very strongly.
It was very. My opinion was that Bond didn't need rebooting, because the rebooting back then was sort of...
But the way it was said was it was going to be a remake. It was going to be telling us, it was like, for fuck's sakes, if you're going to do Dr. No and all this shit again...
Yeah, that was the initial talk, where they were going to go and do the books again. And I'm like, well, no.
Yeah,
I'm like, this...
You're about to wipe out all this, 40 years of history for fucking nothing.
Mm. And it was, I mean, I sort of held back with it. I mean, it's sort of... Casino Royale.
I think it's good because it kept our expectations low.
Very low. I did not walk into the movie, but at the same time, I wasn't one of these people who was like, "Oh, Daniel Craig's worst possible choice." I was a bit ambivalent about it because he's blonde and whatever, but I wasn't like it wasn't like I was with Heath Ledger as the Joker, because that I was like, oh, that's
terrified.
That's fucking horrible.
Because you always say Bond can survive.
I mean,
Batman can too, but it's like, how long before you see the Joker again? Bond, you're always going to see Bond.
Yeah,
if it didn't work, they would have just got a new Bond.
I mean, it was even after seeing Casino Royale, it wasn't like, I always liked the first...
Yeah, I didn't love it like a lot of people.
Funnily enough, a lot of the problems we'll talk about with Spectre, that people are having with that towards the everything not being wrapped up, a few plot holes and not Like, I actually think there are that in Casino Royale, too. Who the hell is...
It was believable. He rolled his Aston Martin 18 times and survived. He jump-started his own heart.
Who was...
Believable.
I mean, that crane chase, as cool as it is...
Believable.
It's not very believable. Come on. It's a cool scene. I remember even watching that going, oh...
Fighting a man in a bathroom, smash your head into the sink, it's still standing up. Believable.
But the, you know the whole... I mean, don't get me wrong, I really like Casino Royale.
Judi Dench, a woman and leader of a spy company. Believable.
She was based on someone.
Yeah, I know.
But the whole thing with... one thing I never really liked about this one, that Quantum of Solace sort of answered a little bit, was that all your questions about why the organization was doing this and all that, they were totally left open.
Yeah.
Like, totally. And you sort of wonder...
You kind of because they're going to get...
Yeah, but it was just so frustrating. But it was at the... Because Bond... That usually doesn't happen with Bond.
Because they've been showing that all the Bond movies are getting ready for Spectre.
Yeah.
And Mum was watching the Casino Royale, and it ends, with him walking up, and he was Bond, James Bond, and just ends. Mum was like, what the fuck was that?
Well,
because it just ends out of nowhere.
You know the thing I wasn't so hot on with this that a lot of people loved? Le Chiffre.
Oh, the baddie from Monkey Island. Chuck.
No, I think he was great played. I thought Mads Hannibal, whatever, he was great. But what his motivation was kind of like, oh, I'm just paying terrorists back. I'm like, yeah, well,
I know what you mean.
It's not that interesting. Why was he a terrorist? Why was he a terrorist? And
well,
stuff?
Now we get
was it. He a terrorist? You don't even know.
Well, we know now.
Yeah, I know we know now.
But
the
I agree with you. I found him
that was one of the few aspects of this I didn't. I've sort of said the negative. I mean, what are your negatives with this one before we get in the positive?
Pretty much everything you just said.
Yeah,
everything. The song.
Yeah, I don't mind the song. I think
I couldn't even tell you what the song is.
It's Chris Cornell, who's a great singer.
What's the song?
You know my name.
Oh, that one. Okay,
it's okay. It's okay. it's not
this and Quantum. I could not tell you the songs.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
And that's weird for a Bond movie. For me not to be able, I could even the ones up from Russia with Love, I know the songs. These two, no idea.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, I mean, I do have a few negatives about this movie. Like, it's a Bond movie without being a Bond movie, if that makes sense. It's interesting because it shows him become Bond. But at the same time, it takes a long time to get. So by the time, when people say to them, it's funny enough, when people say about their best Bond, and they usually have this towards the top, I never really think of it as a full-on Bond movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so unlike any other.
I really liked it. It is one of my better Bond films.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah. People are like, oh, it's the best Bond movie ever. I'm like, nah.
It's good. Like, you know what makes it? The love story.
Yeah.
That's really well done.
Positives, Eva Green.
Oh, for sure.
She was one of the best Bond, if not close to the best.
And she's an interesting character.
Yeah.
But again, they don't really... All the questions. Sorry, yeah, I'm still left with questions at the end. Like with, okay, how much would this guy, how did she get convinced by the organization, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of loose little threads there that sort of get answered in the sequels. But, yeah, the positives, I mean, how did you, funnily enough, with Spectre, they're talking about it being slow and all that, but this has an hour fucking poker game, which is great. Like, it's really well done. But, I mean,
they're still playing cards.
Yeah, they're still playing cards. That's it. I mean, it's, here's the thing. Like, because I've read Casino Royale, the book. It is like the book, but at the same time, it's very different. The book ends with she's a spy, Russian spy, and she kills herself. And Bond basically learns that he can't trust anyone. And the line from the book is, the bitch is dead. And that's the way the movie did have that line in it, which I thought was a nice touch. But, what did I like about this? Daniel Craig, you got to give it, he was the best Bond since Connery. Right? Like,
ooh.
I think so.
Yeah, look, I've always said, I think every Bond has had their great strengths.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
except George Lazenby.
No, fuck God, no.
Yeah.
But even Roger Moore was more the comedic element.
Yeah, for sure.
Timothy Dalton channeled what Craig did before.
It was before his time.
As Marty McFly said, I don't think your kids are ready for it.
Yeah.
Which is true, they weren't. And then, of course, you had Brosnan, who was a mixture of the Connery.
He sort of fell in a weird time.
He did.
Because he was in between the serious phase and the silly phase.
Yes, he was.
So
he did his best that he could. And then, of course, Craig went serious.
Sure. Yeah. But the I mean the action scenes are well done. I think Mr. White is a really good underused character, and I do love, even though I think the last quarter of this movie sort of loses a bit for me. I still stand by that. I still do. I think it's good, but at the end of it, you're sort of left with a very anticlimactic feeling. But but the last scene when he confronts Mr. White is perfect. Like that is
it is except awesome. One thing it was missing, and I've always said it: no gun barrel.
Yeah.
No Bond, no gun barrel.
I don't really get why they. I get it. I get the idea is that he's not Bond yet, and once he kills his second 00, then he can do the gun barrel. I get that, but at the same time, I'm like,
then put it at the fucking start of Quantum.
Yeah.
Which they did.
Yeah. Yeah, but the
mistake, Quantum. No gun barrel.
But what else was there in? I mean, what do you think of the action? The action in this, I've got to say, Daniel Craig is probably the best fighting Bond.
Don't you ever give me that shit. It's believable. It is not fucking believable.
No, for sure. Yeah.
But anyway,
I'm sick of hearing that.
He rolls the Aston Martin like 18 times.
Whether it's superhero movies or fucking whatever, I'm sick of it. You know, the movies haven't gotten more.
We'll get to Spectre. Yeah. Because that's where all the bullshit fucking Corey.
Yeah.
Ignorant cunt.
And then we got to Quantum of the one everyone forgets. In fact, to a point, they even forgot to show the bad guy at the end, but they had all the other bad guys. Did you notice that? I mean, you're more harsh on this than me.
Yeah, look, I did not like this one. And it wasn't that I hate it, I just found it, I don't know, it really went nowhere.
Yeah.
And now you've got Spectre, which answers all the questions. Yeah. It would be good to go back and watch it now, to be honest.
Spectre?
Yeah. No, yeah, not watch Spectre, to watch Quantum now, because there's a lot of their connections all joining. Like, okay.
I like aspects of it. When people say about this is a, again, you know, I'm fucking sick of hearing every time one of these Bond movies comes out, this is the best Bond movie, or this is the worst Bond movie. There's been fucking 50 years worth of Bond movies, all right? Like, stop being so hyper whatever. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, as I said, I've always said it, people are sheep. They'll follow what people want to say.
Yeah,
this got a lot of shit when it first came out, so everyone followed on to, shit. Oh,
it's not a shit.
No, it's not at all.
It's just a decent. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just a forgettable Bond
movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Gemma, what's her name? You know, she was wasted.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, she is. Oh, fuck it. I think the scene with Bond at the opera is really good.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great scene.
It had great scenes, as I said. Yeah. It kind of started nowhere and went nowhere.
I think the camera work is bloody awful in this movie.
Shaky cam.
The shaky cam, no need. That's Bourne garbage. And the villain's a little bit... he's okay.
I think the key I didn't like was the villain was just this little midget.
Guy. And
Bond parachuting and landing. Believable.
No, and the Bond... I thought the Bond chick... I thought she was all right. I didn't mind her in this.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't end up with him. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
In a weird way. And I thought... Judy Dench helping was really cool. The Bond song, okay, not
oh,
okay, just okay.
That's what I mean. It's nothing bad about it. It's just forgettable.
Yeah, the way I felt about Man with a Golden Gun. I just
that good song.
Yeah.
Man with the Golden Gun.
Bet over this.
Yes.
All right.
I can't sing one word of this.
Oh, yeah. A little, I can't. I think
it's a little less conversation, a little more action. Like, what the hell was this?
A little more believability. And Daniel Craig great. And again, like I said, the opera scene, this shit I generally do like. And I liked Mathis, the way him and Bond sort of...
Yeah, I did like
that. The way they brought him back and he sort of helped Bond in it. I think Q... Plus played way too much as an alcoholic in this. He looked drunk in every scene.
Is Q in it?
No, not Q.
I was going to say.
Felix Leiter.
Yeah, oh. He's
like, just sits there.
Thank you. He was just angry.
Like,
I forgot about
He looked drunk the entire way through. He's just sitting there in the bar.
He wasn't going to play that.
Just watch it next. Even when he answers the phone, he's like, got to get that. I'm like, what? Who answers the phone like that? Imagine if you're what can we do for you?
I forgot about
that. I'm like, but on the whole, I mean, I don't...
Listen, you're comparing this spy movie to other spies, like Game Mission Impossible? I will still like this over it.
No Mission Impossible.
That's not the Tom Cruise thing. It's just I prefer the Bond
thing, the character. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, Quantum of Solace.
By the choice, being James Bond or being Ethan Hunt, I'll pick Bond.
I think Quantum of Solace is a bit, just a wincy bit underrated, because I think when people say it's atrocious, I'm like, what?
Clearly they haven't seen that Bond movie.
Atrocious. I'm like, do you remember when Bond was being Tarzan or playing the Atari in fucking Never Say Never Again? Have you seen that shit?
That doesn't exist. Never Say Never Again does not exist as
well. Fucking hell. We didn't cover it. Even Irvin Kershner turned around and said, I regret making this movie.
Good.
I'm like
Ray Barano.
Yeah.
Ray Romano.
And then we got to the big resurgent fucking 50th anniversary one.
Do we need to speak about this movie?
Skyfall, which is one of my favorite Bond films.
Fucking genius.
Fucking
genius.
You know, a lot of people still whinge about this. You know,
they can suck my dick.
Like, the people are boring. Boring! I'm like, why?
Who?
I'm like, boring. Boring. Like, it's like,
besides Chad.
Like, no, there's people online. Who? There's people online.
Name like, one.
Like besides Chad. Atrocious. Rip off of Dark Knight. Rip off of, what were the other ones? Rip off of every other Bond before it. I'm like, there's a villain. He's going to kill people.
He's got a car.
He drives
M-R-Q-R.
Disgraceful. Because I remember a lot of the people that are whinging about Spectre now had the same issue with Skyfall when it came out.
I don't.
And now they turn around and they're saying about Spectre.
Sheep.
They're saying, it wasn't genius like Skyfall. Fuck you! You weren't saying that when it came out. I remember what you said.
I remember when we first finished, I think I told you so, that's my favourite Bond.
Yeah.
I remember. Just love that show. I love the personal aspects of Bond.
Yeah.
Going to Skyfall, seeing where he grew up. I love all this shit. Yeah. Home Alone.
Yeah. That was it. Okay, the worst complaint. The worst complaint I've ever heard. Oh, yeah, it was exactly like Home Alone. What? Exactly. What? I can't remember Kevin McAllister
coming in.
Harry! I can't recall Kevin McAllister going to an island looking for silver. I can't remember that at all. I can't remember him banging some chick in the shower. Or fighting a fucking Komodo dragon? Do you remember that?
How awesome would it have been? What's the baddie? Oh, what's his name?
Harry?
Skyfall?
Silver.
Silver. Yeah. At the end where he's about to kill him, shovel hits him on the head. The old guy with the shovel. Come on.
Let's get you home.
To piece up Judy Dench. Oh, shit. Picked up Daniel Craig.
Let's go home.
Put me down, you old bastard.
You can talk to me. It's like you would say. The old guy comes up to Silver in the jail.
Merry Christmas.
My son doesn't want to talk to me. Fucking like Home Alone. Fuck you. Kevin McAllister did not invent traps. He did not invent them.
God, that I don't give a shit. Even if they came out and Sam Mendes said.
Said on the audio commentary.
He's like, well. It was all, I love all that shit. The filming, the cinematography that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Stunt.
And what do you think?
How on earth the Academy Award didn't win?
What do you think the song?
Skyfall.
Yeah.
What? Like I need to say anything? What Academy Award?
Definitely one of the best. Definitely. Probably the best Bond song in 20 years, I'm going to say.
Easy.
Yeah, probably. Maybe even since Goldfinger.
I heard it and I sent it to you, I was like, finally.
Yeah, me too. I remember.
The words, finally.
Yeah, I remember hearing
it. Because I didn't like...
Yeah, the other... Yeah,
it's been a long time since I liked it. We had
Die Another Day.
Yeah. Cinerell and Quantum.
I was like, yeah, and all the songs were...
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I mean, probably the best out of them is Chris Cornell, but only because it's Chris Cornell. As a Bond song, it's like,
that's the issue. They're not bad.
It's Skyfall. And, you know, Judy Dench is awesome in this movie. Like, in Skyfall. Everything. She's really good. Like, that. I mean, even, like, Naomi Harris. Like, how people turn around and say, oh, it's boring. It's just like Home Alone. You know, I try and give people the benefit of their opinion. I'm like, all right.
Come on. Picks up a giant tarantula, puts it on him.
On Judy Dench. Now Judy Dench gets scared by the heater.
That would be awesome if they remade it.
exactly like Home Alone. Fuck all you people. Cunt guy delivers a pizza to him. What the hell do you want? Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
After he's going to shoot the chick, you know, on the island.
Yeah.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Then it would be a rip-off of Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly like... Fuck it, exactly like Home Alone. Exactly like, I can't remember...
And Kevin what's wrong McKellar's with Home Alone
and the guy in the train?
Boy tortured Harry.
fucking ridiculous. Look, we'll talk about Spectre in a sec. I don't get why... I just don't get why people say that sort of shit. And I just don't get it.
Oh, what's the point?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I keep forgetting.
What's the point of it? I keep forgetting. What's the point?
I'm doing a segment called What's the Point?
All right.
Wait, I get the title. What's the point?
Yeah, I'm doing it deliberately. Then.
Yeah, yeah. Just like Chad's directing wonderful
He's
films.
Directing tell you.
All right, we'll do it.
I guarantee your next one will be, what's the point? Chad is a director.
No, I'll do... I can't do that. I'm becoming the very thing I fight against. I haven't even seen these movies yet.
For all I know, he could be the next...
How'd you finish that sentence?
He could be the next David Lean.
David Lynch?
David Lynch, maybe.
Yeah,
Bridge over the River Sea.
He is a wonderful director, and I can't wait to see...
He plays a zombie in it, doesn't he?
Yeah, falls into a fence.
Oh, what falls into a fence?
He does his own stunt work, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He sounds so excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, falls into a fence isn't exactly stunt.
It doesn't match Daniel Craig.
I'm just thinking, I've got Rambo, you've got the Rambo photo up here. I'm like thinking, fall down in a fence. Right, didn't exactly limber the excitement.
Oh, by the way, we will be to expect it after.
Yeah, we are going to do it. I just,
let's give it
just
a break.
Needed to fucking just get over it. Remember in the 90s, remember there were these things called CDs? Do you remember that?
Still got them.
Soundtracks? Yeah. Not many soundtracks around anymore. And basically, when soundtracks came out, there used to be a thing on soundtracks. I don't know if you remember this. There used to be, The Crow. And
Crow is the best
soundtrack. And you got Batman Forever had a good soundtrack. Did you speak about that on the review?
I think we said that's the only positive thing
about it. And basically, soundtracks back then, and probably to this day, always have this on the cover, which is music from and inspired by. How do you get that? And a lot of the time, I'm like, what has that song got to do with that movie? Because I remember we had Batman Forever's soundtrack, and I'm going to play a song for you. It's called The Passenger by Michael Hutchins. Now, it's a good song.
Where are we? Michael Hutchins?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did this before, he did this before he died. Luke, you're brilliant.
He did this before he died.
Yeah, a bit before he died.
Yes, you
not
say.
Long before he died.
Maybe he saw the movie and then he decided to kill himself.
He died the same year as Batman and Robin. I'm just putting it out
there.
Oh,
well,
I'm just
that movie killed a lot of people.
So this is the song. Sorry, I'm more stunned by the video footage I'm watching. Here.
Okay, I know the song. What's with the Batman?
Exactly! That's what I keep saying!
I like the song, yeah.
It's a great song. Yeah. What's being a passenger got to do exactly
for the viewing
with the
audience
plot of Batman Forever?
For the viewing audience.
And this happens all the time. On the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves soundtrack, there's a song on it. Not everything I do it for you. There's also another song called The Wild Things. And it's like, what's this got to do with
Merry Men?
Like, well, Wild Things. Wild Things.
Do that shit all the time.
I'm like, what's it got to do with it? You can't just say, inspired by it. There's a song on Batman Forever called Crossing the River. And I was like, well, hold on. That could be about when they cross the river to get Chase and Robin or whatever. You know, the bit when they're in the bat boat and the bat wing?
God, you're looking to it.
It sort of makes it. Kiss from a Rose. That makes it.
How?
Well, it's about Kiss from a Rose when his parents have died. and the rose on the grave.
I never joined that connection at all.
I do.
Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, kill me.
Oh, yeah. There's difference between the movies, the songs in the movie being on the soundtrack, because they've got no choice. But here they've got a choice to say, what songs were inspired by this movie? And what's that got to do with Batman?
Oh, so you're more referring to songs that aren't in the movie.
That's right. I probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's soundtracks all over the place, though, from the 90s especially, that were like that.
Like Sweetest Victory from Rocky.
That's got a little bit to do with... The rap song, or every rap song in Rocky Five, pretty much.
I like those. These are my words, can't touch.
What does can't touch this got to
boxing?
Yeah, I suppose.
At least they're in the movie.
I suppose.
And have you heard the new song from Creed?
No, not yet.
Not bad.
Yeah, no,
it's more hip hop.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I'd expect it.
So that, no fucking Idris Elba song. Gotta be with the Lord in love. Gotta go fight with Creed.
I mean, what other song? I mean. There was on the Armageddon soundtrack.
Oh my God!
I think there was a song called "Walk in the Streets." I'm like, what's that got to do with saving the going on an asteroid?
But you know they've done this ever since even Ghostbusters.
But most of the songs are actually there were a few songs in Ghostbusters. In the name of love, in the name of love,
saving the day. At least that made
that's in
sense.
The movie though. Yeah. I mean, like you get so it's gonna be a hard night. Hard night tonight. That's on the soundtrack.
What song is that?
What's on the Ghostbusters soundtrack? Hard night. Hard night.
It's going to be a hard day's night. And I've been ghosting like a dog.
the Terminator soundtrack?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great song.
I know it's in the movie, but still.
Wonderful song.
Terminator goes hand in hand with yeah. Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
No legendary adventure of the past could be as exciting as this romance of the future.
Here they come.
May the Force be with you in Star Wars.
Before I talk about this film that no one's heard about, did you get my message the other day?
No.
Belrose Catholic Church.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I drove past... People, you know how, I don't know if they've got them in America. I bet you they do.
Churches, I somehow think they do.
Like, outside of churches in Australia, they've got wacky signs. Yeah, like,
try and guilt trip you to come in.
Pretty much. But outside of this church the other day, when I drove past, I had to double take. I was like that pigeon in Moonraker. What? There was a sign that said, Belrose Catholic Church proudly presents a recreation of Star Wars A New Hope, led by, it was like, Father Dwyer. I'm like, a Catholic rendition. And then I thought, they're doing it just to get us for that Easter show. You know, like, I can't wait to see.
I would love to see it.
Catholic version of the Trench Run. I really can't.
I like to see the Battle of Hoth.
Jesus below. Yeah, they're going to do the trilogy. Muslims are Ewoks.
Oh, God.
Actually, Dean had a good message. Because I told him about it. And he said, well, the Jews did shoot first.
That's why they're greedo.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They killed Jesus. There you are.
I've been thinking about recreating that scene, actually.
What, greedo?
Yeah, for a homemade movie moment.
Oh, really?
Hard shot first.
Oh, right. Star Wars A New Hope. Have you seen this movie?
When did I see it?
I can't even remember.
I would have known.
I can't recall the first. I might have been three.
Maybe. I still have the tickets from the special edition screening.
Oh, but even going back, I mean, this was the movie that... I don't care what people... This and Jaws were the movies that changed movies. Yeah. These two.
They created more than modern blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard to go back now and look back at this movie without thinking... What would it have been like to have seen those characters for the first time? Like a stormtrooper. You never seen one before.
Yeah.
Now everyone fucking, it feels like you live with one.
Toothbrushes.
But or Darth Vader or Obi-Wan or fucking any of them. Like, it's kind of, like, because our old man, like, when he first saw this, he said to me, it was like he waited, like, decades, like, his entire life.
What, for it to come out?
Well, pretty much. I mean, there was no side... There were science fiction hits like Planet of the Apes, but nothing like this. Nothing that was widespread like this. So it's sort of, I don't know. It's hard to explain to people who are like, if you watched it now, I don't think you'd ever get it. Like, if you watched it now originally, and that's why people, when they get mad at their kids for liking the prequels and not liking the originals, I'm like, well, yeah, you got to play. They've grown up in an era where Star Wars is everywhere, but there was a time where this movie was not expected to be a hit. It opened in 35 cinemas.
Jesus.
Like 35 cinemas, and it was not. No one knows really why it became what it became. Like, no, I mean, word of mouth only goes so far.
As you said, there was nothing like it. Yeah. That's why. That's all it is.
So, I mean, it's weird because I, out of the trilogy, I'm probably one of the few, well, I'm sure there's other people out there. This, you know, when I first saw this, I didn't like this movie. Did you know? Yeah, you knew that, didn't you? Like, when I was a kid.
Wasn't your favorite.
When I was a kid, I remember I didn't get it until I saw all three of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, and then fucking bombed. But
my life is over.
But as a story, it's very traditional. It was just packaged in a way that was just so revolutionary. It was, and is there
better? The thing is, better? What can you say about it?
That's just it. I find it hard to say because everyone knows. If you haven't seen this movie, I find you very fucking weird. That's what pisses me off more than a lot of the people say with pride they haven't seen this movie now. You know that? I have never seen Star Wars Hands on Hips. Good for you. Fucking, it's like me saying I've never wiped my ass.
They're the same idiots that like, I've never seen Star Wars, I'm proud of it. I like movies like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And you ask them, why? They're like, you just find it pretentious. Fuck off.
I know a lot.
John Marquez. People like that. Eternal Sunshine of the
I've never seen it, so it could be a good movie.
Fucking horseshit.
I don't know. But the,
You know what that movie's about?
What?
Two fuckwits. Simple's that.
Star Wars.
No. Literally, they're in love, they break up, they want to forget, they wipe their memories, meet each other again, fall in love again.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Wonderful.
I don't really have that much of a problem with that. David Lynch shit, I don't get.
People rave about that shit. I'm like, what is so amazing about it? It's not a bad film.
Is it amazing?
Fuck no!
Yeah.
Like, Donnie Darko.
Have you seen Mulholland Drive?
I couldn't give a fuck with
it. I just don't get it. It's just like, and people are like, oh, it's brilliant because some of it could be a dream.
What's the point?
Like, what?
It's all this artistic shit.
The first bit of it, of Mulholland, we're going right off topic. The first bit of Mulholland Drive isn't bad. And you know, the funny part is the David Lynch movies I do like, no one talks about. Like fucking Elephant Man. That's a great movie. That is just a good-hearted movie
because
that's got an important story.
Fuck with a goddamn
And guess what? You give a shit about the people in it. A lot of the other movies of his, like I've seen a lot of them too. Like, that's just it. Wild at Heart. I've seen Blue Velvet's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Return of the Jedi. He was going to do it.
Mulholland Drive. I've seen Twin Peaks, which is okay. But a lot of them are just, you don't care about anyone in them because it's all about the, look how weird and just out there this is. I'm like, for one movie, I get it. When you're doing it over and over and over again, I'm like,
you listen to this, Quentin Tarantino.
I just don't care. But Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you think of the music in this movie?
Personally, it was boring. I was bored.
Yeah,
I don't. Original.
I just, yeah.
What can you say about the music?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you gotta, like, the people he had around him are just very, even the guys who did the effects, one of them directed Captain America, and fucking another one directed.
They've all gone on to do, created Pixar throughout it. Fucking
Pixar, ILM, Michael Bay, David Fincher,
so many names.
Dan O'Bannon.
Movies like this.
Dan O'Bannon wrote Alien.
Oh,
Dan O'Bannon, no, well, he wrote Alien before this, but this is what
he got it made.
Worked on the effects. No, but he actually worked on the computer effects for this.
Yeah, but this got Alien made.
Yeah, it did.
Because the script was sitting on their
desk. It's got Star Trek made.
They
brought Star Trek back.
Fox were like, fuck, we need to get cash in on the Star Wars thing. What's another spice movie we got? Oh, here's a script on the desk. Alien.
But that's exactly the thing about Star Wars is, like, the original film,
James Cameron.
Forgetting, Jesus. You take the other two
driving
out.
Trucks, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know. The amount of directors were influenced by that's just, I mean,
I'm saying,
read up about it. Yeah, it's insane.
James Cameron's like, I had to fucking stop driving trucks or else and get my ass to
go. Nolan. Yeah, Nolan said he got into movies because of this. Because, I mean, you know what was good about it? Like, at the end of the day, you take all the fucking, you take all it all away. You take away the history, you take away the hype, you take away the bloody, the franchise, the expectations, you take all that away, and you're left with a feel-good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what's good about it. I mean, it's, you can literally sit down, and, I mean, I know P1 and that get bored and all that occasionally through, that's fine, whatever. But at least they've given it a chance. That's just it. A lot of people to this day won't give this movie a chance,
I
purely because
P1 and Cody, once they see, if they really like Force Awakens, they'll relook at the, not the prequels so much.
No.
I think they'll see the original trilogy in a different way.
Yeah, but even they've got a respect for it.
Yeah.
That's just it. They've seen it. Some people,
they just love to give us
some
shit
people,
about it.
Fucking Paul and other people.
Chad
refused to watch this movie.
Look, Chad
purely,
can't talk.
Purely because of the history.
Do that's I need it. To open Night of the Living Dead again?
No, but even purely because of the history. And I'm like, that's, I just don't get that. But for me, like, I'm Gone with the Wind is not something I'm racing out to see or anything, but I respect it.
Yeah.
Fucking I respect the place in movie history, and I do want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, there's My Fair Lady. That's fucking the last kind of movie I sort of want to watch. But I should sit down and watch it because it's got a place in movie history.
I know.
Fucking Sound of Music. That's like the last.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but it does have a place. Yeah, it does have a place.
There's, I want to bring that up one day.
Yeah.
What's the point? Well, Singing of the Hills.
Adalia loves that movie. Darling loves that.
Hills are alive with the Sound of Music. The hills aren't alive. They're hills.
So, I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, there's no, Star Wars and Jaws created the blockbuster.
That's did.
Enough said. Like, it was Spielberg and Lucas and John Williams and Tom.
I think it's easier to say, what's the negatives in this film? Because the positives.
I can give you that. I can
yeah,
give
the positives, wicked God, fuck it, ever.
I can give you a few negatives.
Oh, look, Mark Hamill.
he's a bit of a whiner in this. Yeah. I'll give him the.
He's acting at the. I mean, it's not his acting. I think it's just.
I think
the
it
dialogue.
Does its purpose.
Yeah.
But he's not the Joker in this.
Just some of his dialogue is a bit young.
My biggest problem with it was always Darth Vader sort of just gets away at the end. It's a little, and it's very. If they weren't going to have sequels, I mean, now it's no problem.
Yeah.
But at the time, it would have been like. Well, shit, the guy who murdered his father and Obi-Wan just went for a spin.
but he got one of his iconic lines in the course of Cody.
I don't know what would be my other problem. You know what I always thought was a bit cheesy? Was that when they look at R2 at the end and he's all fixed up? And
oh, yeah, but that's...
But I didn't, it's some music so good there.
So cool.
Where's the other shit I don't... I'm sure there's shit I don't like about this. Let me have a think about it.
I always feel sorry for R2. Every movie gets fucking blown apart.
I suppose there's a few things that are dated. Like I tell you what, the in the trash compactor, like
an eyeball,
they don't look like bricks to me. In 77, they didn't look
like
bricks.
It's like styrofoam floating.
Yeah, some of the dialogue is a bit. Yeah, it's hard because I don't. The lightsaber fight. There you go. It's very.
What's wrong with that?
You stand slash.
As they always said, the dust.
What?
They had dust in their lightsabers.
Because
they were just sticks.
But the dialogue in that moment is so good. It's got negatives. It's like any other film. Jaws. I can give you negatives in that.
Oh, God. Every movie's got negative. Unless it's Rocky.
Maybe not Rocky, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
I challenge you more to watch Night of the Living Dead and see the positives.
I will watch that. Yeah.
Besides being a hilarious masterpiece.
I will watch it. Wow, that leads us up to Empire. We've only got two. Believe it or not, we are going to see in the next 4 weeks the seventh installment.
It's a month away. By the time this actually goes on Movie Spoilers, it's a month.
But in the next 4 weeks, we're going to have the seventh installments of our two favorite ever franchises.
Oh, I never thought.
That's kind of weird that it came down to that.
I never thought that was seven.
Yeah, when you think about it, Creed 7, this is 7. That's... Well, and I would love them both to be good. I really would. But, yeah, so that's it's sort of weird that it's come down to
I just hope Creed grabs that Mockingjay bitch and punches her face.
That's supposed to be okay, too. No, it won't. But I think people, when the reviews come out, which is starting to... Unless
there is literally talk of people saying Stallone should be nominated for Best Supporting
Actor. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've heard
that has got to be an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Well, as much as I love Rocky. and Solo. Nah.
Yeah, but if you get the right director, you can get you can get it out of him. You can get it out of him. I mean, I thought Copland, I thought he took the movie from De Niro and Harvey Keitel.
He won, won't ever hear the end of it if he ever got nominated. What? Especially if he won. See? He's a great actor.
What, does P1 hate him? I thought
P1... Oh, he doesn't think he's a great actor. I think he hates more the fact that Stallone, when he does, like, The Expendables, that it's just, like, a cash grab.
Oh, yeah.
I get, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I
he get doesn't it. Get why I love him.
I think P1... I was going to say P1's a great actor. I think Stallone...
Did you see him in Spider-Man 2?
I think Stallone plays the vulnerable... There he is!
P1's oh, shit, he's online.
I think Stallone plays a really good vulnerable hero.
No, that's
it's
what I like
when it. He plays the over the top hero, I don't like that
what,
shit.
Judge Dredd?
Yeah, or Cobra.
Hey, go throw a Cobra.
This is when the lore stops.
I start. Get his name right, thank you. Marion Cobretti.
Yeah. What? Marion.
Marion Cobretti. That's his name.
Marion Cobretti.
Yeah.
Marion.
Here's a question. How many times have you played John?
Okay, let me think. Do I count all four Rambo movies?
No, just well, obviously a John.
All right,
Rambo.
So there's four.
John Rambo. He's had a few John characters.
Let me think about this. What's his name in Tango and Cash? Ray. That's Ray. Yeah. Rating. You know what was a good Stallone movie that no one's watched? Fist.
I like that movie.
Yeah, he's good in it. Like, and it's not
it's a
action
like a porno, but still.
It's an interesting. You'd be struggling to get it on DVD. Rhinestone, that's brilliant.
Oh, haven't seen it.
Singing along to Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Might have to nominate that for a movie spoiler.
Should we get into Spectre?
Yeah, let's do it, people.
Spectre, the worst film I've ever. Look, I gotta say, first of all,
let me just go to sleep.
I've heard these complaints. One of my best friends messaged me yesterday saying, nothing happened in that movie. Nothing at all. There's no plot. Nothing happened.
Which one? Well, who was it?
Well, there is going to be spoilers in this.
Oh, we'll spoil.
This is movie spoilers, of course.
Look, if you haven't seen Spectre by now,
just go to the last thing that we'll do.
I label it on the side anyway, so you know.
Yeah. Okay,
I actually put the time thing.
Okay. Now, because I've heard complaints. Look, I usually with Bond, I see it every first day, right? The first day it's out. I didn't do that with this because I heard words coming out, this is the worst Bond film.
Yes. Corey and Tommy, you are two ignorant coons. Fuck yourself. Fuck
it,
I hate them.
Nothing happens. It's boring. It's tedious. There's no action in it. There's no characters in it. No characters. James
Bond. What the hell are you people talking about?
It's just not as good as Skyfall. That's all. Like,
I'm going to jump to my review straight away. It's on the same level as Spectre to me.
What?
Spectre, same level as Casino Royale to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Skyfall, I think, is a great, great Bond.
Mm.
Whereas this is, it's a good Bond film.
Well, I don't get
how... When they say, it's unbelievable, it's James Bond!
Okay, yeah, that's what I got told last night. I'm willing to stretch my credibility. Well, this just went across the line.
It's like, okay.
I'm like, he was, do you remember, in 1971, he went down an alley on two wheels, came out of the alley on the other two wheels. You're going to talk about credibility in a Bond film.
He ran across alligators. He has parachuted off many buildings and shit.
Goldeneye! Jumps off a cliff into a plane not working. Gets it working. Flies away.
Believable.
And drives down an octopus.
This is why I don't lie. This is why I don't lie. Oh, he's a male chauvinist.
It's Bond!
Who said that?
Corey! A male chauvinist?
He raped a woman.
What?
What's her name? Mario? Mario Pescetti, whatever fucking name.
What's her name? I think somebody's trying to get, you know why he's doing this?
He's a cunt?
No, because he wants fucking Thingo to play Bond.
Idris Elba.
That's what it's about. He doesn't want Daniel Craig to do another one.
We'll get talking about that in a minute. But seriously, he raped Mario Pescetti, whatever name.
He was not false, I didn't see a force
anymore.
But he was strong. Yeah. I don't get a lot of the complaints about the film. It's a slow movie. I'm not giving
How?
Well,
you get action, talk, action. Talk, what they want.
I don't. It's no slower than Casino Royale. I don't. I'm gonna, like,
that's my point.
I like Casino Royale a lot, but it's no slower. I mean. And you want to talk, like, that was the other complaint. Christopher Waltz as
Christopher Walken! That'd be awesome!
Well, he's already done.
Oh, no, it'd be awesome.
Christopher Waltz as Blofeld. Oh, he's too funny.
What?
Too funny? Like, what? Maybe he wasn't in enough. I agree with some of the complaints. The yes. Minor things.
Yes, because in Casino Royale, when Bond's getting his balls busted in, and he says, oh, you're going to die now, you scratch my balls. Like, that's a comedy element.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's being tortured.
Yeah.
And he's still bringing out comedy. James fucking Bond. Bond!
That was the other complaint. Daniel Craig looks like he doesn't know what to do. What?
Who what? Said that? Who said that?
Oh, it's a review.
Who?
Somebody. He looks poor. Doesn't know.
Tommy gave this some old bullshit. The lowest rating they have.
I give you some old bullshit.
Like, I give you a nuclear bomb to shove down your god-grabbed big lip,
you know what I give you?
Mouth.
Amateur critic.
That's what, I'm not even a critic. He is not a critic. All right?
This is not a small bullshit film. Like,
thank you.
I'm biased because I like Bond. But even if you take all that away...
Corey gave it a rental, which is a second one.
Yeah, whatever. But it's look, I'm not saying it's without flaws. It's some of the writing could have been polished a bit better. The motivations could have been a bit more clear, but they could have been a fucking lot more clearer in Casino Royale, which people were raving about. And
flaws in this are minor.
Yeah, they're there. I mean, don't be wrong.
Well, I get what you're saying. Oh, Corey's complaint. Seriously, this is one of the complaints, and I've heard it from multiple people. When they kidnap the blonde chick, I can't remember
the blonde chick. Yeah,
yeah. Mr. White's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're driving
away. I thought that was a nice element that she turned out to be his daughter. I thought that was a good twist.
Yeah, when they're driving away, though, and Bond turns up in a plane. Where'd he get the plane from?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, as far as I knew, there was an airport right below him. Maybe that's where.
And maybe he's James Bond! Sick of that shit.
So they're going to complain about... They're not going to say anything about Batman doing that 1,000 times.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like the whole thing, yeah, look, I think...
I don't want a realistic Bond. I don't want a realistic Indiana Jones.
The problem with Spectre wasn't Spectre. The problem with Spectre was Skyfall.
Thank you.
Because it's not Skyfall's...
Brilliant.
Very harder. This is just decent.
What's Dark Knight Rises' biggest problem? Following Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah. I preferred this in Dark Knight Rises.
Same.
I thought the Dark Knight Rises, the ending, fell completely apart. This... I wasn't so sure on the computer network thing that Spectre was platted on.
Look, wasn't sure about that at first, but I like that because it's not the we're going to take over the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
playing this for years. We're going to take over the world, but not by taking over, but by watching everyone and knowing everything.
Yeah, and I like
so
the torture.
So it's not about money. It's about the torture. Great,
but Dean pointed out that one of the problems. Oh, how is him putting the needle in? How is he going to forget everything like that or something? And I'm like
James Bond.
I'm like yeah, but I'm like you're looking at it from the wrong angle. This is Bond.
How is putting a laser up his groin?
Yeah, I know.
Rather than just putting a bullet in his head.
I know.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Bond is essentially a pretty crazy concept. But did you like the Bond chick? I thought she was fine.
I thought she was great.
I thought she was fine.
One of the best Bond, compared to what we've had, Halle Berry. Yeah. Far better. She was strong, but not overly to the point where I thought she was beautiful.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I was a bit wasted. What's her name?
Mario Boucher.
Yeah, Mario. What's her name? Marion from Copra.
Marion Copretti.
I mean, I think people, you know what it is? People are going to complain and all that.
People
now.
Are sheep.
But they'll come back in like 4 or 5 years, look back at it and say, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Because there are a few, look, I've got some complaints about it. I mean, some of the dialogue here and there was a bit, could have been tightened up.
Bond raping women.
Fucking. Has he seen Live and Let Die?
He raped a woman.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
I mean, golfing and pushes some woman in the face.
But I've got to say, when they went that, I was willing to tolerate any of the criticisms until they turned around and they said, this is way too unbelievable for Bond. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm like, you really going to pull that out
vanishing,
now?
Vanishing
up to
car.
24 films. You're going to pull that one out now. That's not just like, and again, sound like I'm defending the film. This is not one of my favorite Bonds of the last 20 years or so. I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed.
I think it's a great Bond movie. I think it's a good movie.
That opening scene, people are whinging about. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Are you serious?
Because yeah, like, they're saying, oh, Bond's an asshole. He puts people's lives at risk.
Oh, when, come on.
When has James Bond never put people's lives at risk?
I'm like, oh, have they watched the Connery ones? I love them too.
Connery? Have they watched any James Bond?
Yeah,
he always puts people's lives at risk. He's
because,
Bond.
Because
it's about the greater good.
I know, yeah. I mean, there are a few, like, say, M. I don't really get why M sent him to get that guy. How did she know about that? Judi Dench. How did Judi Dench know about that guy?
She's M.
Yes! That's just it. Some things like that, I was a bit...
Oh, look, I want to rewatch, because I haven't seen Quantum for a long time, and, you know.
Yeah.
Even Spectre, when we watched Skyfall, I watched like last half.
How good was Q in this?
He was always the biggest worry when I saw him in Skyfall. Like, oh fuck, going he's the young route, but I like.
No, he's out in the field. He's got good. Their banter is great. Their chemistry is great. The chemistry between Bond and the Bond chick, I wasn't so. It's not awesome, but it's okay.
That aspect is believable because she wasn't like, oh yeah, I want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, you're an asshole, I don't trust you, blah, blah, and then...
Yeah.
And let me get into this. Corey and Tommy's biggest complaint when they're fighting, when Dave Bautista and him are fighting on the train, why didn't they call the cops? They're out of the desert. Who's going to get there?
All right. If you want to be like that, why is it in Goldfinger when they're in Fort Knox... Goldfinger, odd job against Bond. Why didn't he call the police? Why, with all the noise in From Russia with Love in the train when he's fighting Robert Shaw, wouldn't somebody have called the people next door?
That's unbelievable.
Fuck off. It's a Bond film.
Exactly. That fight is ridiculous. But you know what? It's awesome. Rocky. I've always said Rocky 2. Rocky 4. Absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Now, would they have stopped the fights? Absolutely. But in real life, I don't want to see that shit. I want to see
you know
awesome
what it
fight.
Is. Like, you know what it is? People are forgetting.
And have fun?
No, it's like we complain about writing for things like Guardians of the Galaxy and all that, like, sometimes. Right?
It's silly, but it's fun. Yeah, we never say it's bad because of it.
But we never, ever turn around and say, this is a problem because it's not realistic. Fuck that shit. It's a movie. You go to the movie.
I'm worried about Force
to
Awakens.
Escape that shit.
Force Awakens, I'm worried. Won't be realistic enough.
That's why I said to someone, I'm like, because the person who complained about it being not realistic, I'm like, well, he's going to Star Wars. He's going to complain that
sound in space. Just say his name's Dean. You're fuck with
the. So I'm like, that's not. Look, I said it before, and I said it. Like, I had problems with. You can't tell me that scene when he turned up the hall where all the Spectre were together, that wasn't a good scene.
Of course.
You can't turn around to me and tell me that. And people are like, oh, he doesn't know how to stage a, like that car scene, it was just boring. I'm like, it's not one of the better car chases in the Bonds, but it's not boring.
So let me get this straight. That's boring. But they weren't serious. So what do you do? Have him fly over buildings?
I don't. Yeah, that's just, exactly.
What do you do?
Turn the car invisible again.
Yeah, exactly.
Or have him go across the river and do, like, in Man with a Golden Gun,
do this
flip across, which I love.
You can't win.
I mean, yeah.
And like the people, the other complaint that those fucking idiots on the other show said, the opening, you could tell the octopus was CG.
In a Bond, Corey, I love you, man, but you've lost it. You've really lost it. If you're complaining about CG in the Bond opening title sequence.
Wow. Wow.
I was like, what do you want him to do?
Here, he's a real octopus.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? In Skyfall, I thought that actually was the home underwater.
It's
CG?
No.
Fucking dickheads.
No.
Stop being cunts. I'm telling you. Like, no. Have a think about what you're doing. Like, have a think of. Because if those are your complaints... If you want to complain about dialogue, motivation, or whatever, I'll sit there and listen and go, I disagree, but yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. If you're making complaints like this, you have lost your fucking mind. Don't you agree? It's right, isn't it?
When I heard the review,
I'm not listening to you.
Vaughn's just sitting there, can't get a word in. Yeah. Tommy's goofy. Yeah, it's boring. Why didn't they call the police on the train?
That's boring. What did, why is it? I reckon there wouldn't be the day I could sit 20 minutes in a Bond movie, not 20 minutes that go by where the question shouldn't be asked in any Bond movie why they don't call the police. In 25 films, I'm including
the Bond movie ever. That's
hey, Tommy, I got something for you. For your next Bond movie, why don't you watch Never Say Never Again? Why are you watching Atari sequence? You'll be a little slower then. No, I'm mad! I'm mad!
Fucking. That's them putting for you.
See, no, if they're going to give it a bad, at least have.
They're not critics.
Good reasons.
They're not critics, they're
those
sheep.
Those reasons are ridiculous. Like,
they're all sheep.
A CG octopus in an opening title sequence.
God.
Why didn't they call the police?
Every single thing. Corey can play.
Why didn't they call the police in fucking.
In Die Another Day. Why do they? Why didn't they call them when they're in the ice factory?
The ice, yeah.
Obviously, we're on our way. 2 weeks later.
Why have anything in an ice house for starters?
Everything he complained about is like, oh, he's a chauvinist. Yeah, it's Bond. Oh, yeah, the action's unbelievable.
This is political.
It's Bond.
No, this is political. This is to get Idris Elba to play Bond. I'm telling you, that's what a lot of these complaints are.
Which I will give up Bond.
Oh, I mean, that's...
Look, with Matt
I won't give up Bond, but...
He's how old? 47.
44 or 45.
Okay, by the time he makes a Bond, if Craig does one, Craig does one more, which he will, he's contracted. He does another one, so then just say Idris will be about 48, 49, roughly.
Yeah.
You're going to start a new Bond era with that.
Yeah.
By the time he does two films, he'll be on
a fucking walking stick. I've seen it. I agree with
you. He's a lazy guy who says Marvel work him too hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Holding a door open for Thor. That's how it works.
People have gotten on this thing. You're right about the sheep thing, because people have just gotten onto this thing that it's got to be not just a black actor, it's got to be him for some reason. I don't get why. I mean,
there are look, I'll give you four names. I've written them down right here. Four names of people I would cast if Craig left Bond.
Yeah.
Number one is Fassbender.
Yeah.
Which people...
most people would agree with that.
Fassbender is the next James Bond.
Yeah,
If he doesn't do it, fair enough, whatever.
Yeah.
I would like Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, yeah.
Different type of Bond.
Didn't Corey make fun of you for that?
Yeah, because he said, oh, what's he doing? I only purchased the interest, yeah. He'd still be a better Batman than anyone else, I'll still say that.
I'll see what Ben Affleck's like, but like, I think Ben Affleck's going to be good.
Another name which people have thrown up, Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick from Walking Dead.
Can you get a good black actor in here?
I can, but I'm not going to do that, because I think Bond should be white.
Okay.
And that's not a racial fucking thing, because we've said, we want to have David O'Hare, which they won't do. Because they want fucking someone like Idris. Because he's got the street style of Bond. Which is not fucking right, for starters. And of course, the guy who played Jamie Lannister is one of the names thrown up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All those guys are names. Now, if you want to get...
I have no problem with Bond being a black guy.
Neither do I. Not for the reasons of because he should be black.
That's right. Yeah,
get the right actor and you go, okay, cool.
You know, they're talking about Colin Salmon. Remember the guy, the black guy in... Colin Salmon, he's the agent in Tomorrow Never Dies, World's Not Enough. He helped Bond.
Yeah.
Talking about him do it, he'd be awesome.
Yeah, but if he's already in Bond, that'd be hard.
Yeah,
but if he wasn't,
he would have been good. He would have been fine. Like, I've got no problem with a black actor doing it. I mean, I don't...
That's the thing.
I mean, that's just it. Ian Fleming was a bit of a racist and shit. Like,
no, but give me the actor. And the thing is, I don't see Corey... I don't see Corey or any of these people promoting an Asian guy to be Bond.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a racial-related thing. So, you know what? Fuck you, racist cunt.
Yeah.
No, fuck him. I'm sick of that shit. Everything's a fucking race-related thing. He doesn't fight for any Asian or... Okay, get a Muslim to be Bond.
Yeah. In today's environment, it would be a world of good.
Is Corey fine for that? Of course he's not. You know why? Because he's a fucking racist. So he can get fucked.
Well, I mean, I don't listen.
No, I don't listen either anymore.
I can't say to
him. I don't listen to ignorant fuckwits.
I can't say to him. But, I mean, if that's the sort of shit they're talking about, I don't...
Ignorant bullshit.
At least have proper... CG octopus.
Yeah,
unless it's a joke. I mean, that's it.
No, it's true.
Oh.
I did hear the review because P1 was told me. I was like, no, I've got to listen to this shit.
Did P1 attack him in his review? I mean, P1, I haven't listened to your review yet.
I wanted to watch the movie.
I will listen to it. But I know he's pretty pissed about that. I mean, criticisms like that, I just don't care. I thought this ending could have been a bit stronger.
Yeah. But like, okay, people will say that our opinions are weird. But that's
fine.
You think on this site, you get Chad, who's way out there with things.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's Chad.
Yeah.
P1 and Cody are pretty much the same kind of style.
Yeah.
It's different to you and me.
We're the 80s old school.
And then you got Sammy. So like, all of us are completely different to what we like. But, you know, we stick to what we like and we say what we like.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah.
Like, there are things that people rave about, which I think is fucking shit. Okay, Mission Impossible. I don't like that franchise.
Mm.
I get why people do.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's shit. It's what? You don't see me saying it's boring.
Watch the last one. I'd be interested in your
opinion. That's the point. I can sit there, be entertained by it,
but overall, but overall, the franchise doesn't really appeal.
Yeah,
I get that.
I will never sit there going, "Oh, this is unrealistic. Oh, it's boring."
But I've got this mindset where I never sit there and watch them film, especially like James Bond, for fuck's sake, or Indiana Jones or whatever, and turn and say, "Oh, that could never happen in real life." Unless it's just utterly ridiculous. They say in GoldenEye, if he was on the tank and he started flying in the tank.
Yeah.
I mean, that is ridiculous. Like, say with Superman 4, when they went into...
But when they complained. I'm like, they complained about the A-Team.
Oh, it's unrealistic.
Yeah, so was the show.
Exactly.
Like, what do you want? Yeah. That's what I'm sick of this whole world having to be realistic.
It's a film. Exactly. Film is supposed to be an entertaining...
P1 and me have said... You want to go to watch Bond, a Bond that you could be. Hey, look, no, you want to be a Bond that you know you can't be.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
The whole way. But, I mean, look, even films like say, I think Ridley Scott, particularly Ridley Scott's old films, that are very detail-oriented and all that. I mean, they're still complete bullshit. Look, I mean, Alien for detail is amazing, but as soon as you put the bit when the water's dripping on... Brett when he's looking for the cat. I mean, that's unbelievable.
You don't care, do you?
Do you want to be a James Bond when you go, let's just say he goes to the bar, he's like, oh, I have a vodka martini. Oh, hang on, I have to drive, but I have a drink.
Exactly. That's a realistic Bond. Yeah. You want that?
No. Or do you want to have Bond walk up to some chick? Oh, would you like to sleep with
me? That's what
pissed me off.
I
don't mind. Look, because we've all got... That's why I took the criticism. I got pissed because it was like... I could
your friends are morons.
The criticisms I could take plot or character and all that, because we're all got our own idea about what that should be. Like, because in my opinion, this film did have a plot. It was a bit loose. It could have been tighter. I admit that, but it was there. It was, and it wasn't that complicated to fucking follow.
Oh God, no!
And in fact, maybe it was too simple. I don't
know. Mum can follow it,
yeah, exactly. I hope she doesn't listen,
and she gets confused by movies like bloody The Rock.
Yeah, the wrong. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Forward, yeah.
So I don't really. But when you're talking about things like look, that's a CG octopus in the opening sequence. This movie's ruined. If you're going to start complaining, you're going to hate every fucking movie you see.
The best part of it.
What?
Those fucking idiots. You know what Bond needs now?
Women writers.
That's how they ended it,
guys. I want you to listen to me right now. If you're listening to this, a woman is in charge of James Bond now. Did you know that Barbara Broccoli is the head person on James Bond?
She's not a writer though.
She's in charge of fucking all of it.
She's not a writer though. They need female writers.
You guys need to do your fucking research. You really do. I think they should change writers. I think the writers do need a shake. It was the same guys who've been doing the last 7 or 8. And it's probably a good move Sam Mendes moves along now before it could get bad.
I've already said what needs to happen. And I'll say it on air. Craig does one more. Who would you hire to direct it? You know who I'm going to say. You know, not Chad. You know who I'm going with.
Corey?
Oh, fuck no.
Come
on. You know there's one, man. He's been
Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to see a Christopher Nolan.
He's been dreaming, and you know what?
I would like to see
Jonathan Nolan writes it.
Yeah, I'd like to see
fucking
it.
Done.
Did anyone fucking pick up done. How many actually good references there were in this movie to the older Bonds?
That's just...
Oh, yeah, but he's about slow.
His era's finished now. He's going off to get married.
You want to talk about slow? On Her Majesty's Secret Service, nothing happens in... Like, don't get me wrong, I like the movie, unlike you. But nothing happens in that movie till the ski chase, which is about 110 minutes into it. So don't go telling me this is slow.
Well, okay, I'm going to spoil
it. I like this.
I'll spoil this for you people. Bond will go off, he'll get married to her, and she'll be killed off by Blofeld.
In the new
one. And that's how they'll do it.
Maybe.
That's why you give this shit to Nolan now.
Yeah, maybe.
And make him do a fucking good revenge Bond film.
Yeah, I mean...
And I will guarantee you, if Nolan gets it, Jonathan Nolan writes it. Craig does one more. You get Christoph Waltz back for another Bond.
I'm struggling.
Best Bond movie
I'm
ever.
Struggling to get over their criticism.
Because they're fucking...
No, idiots. But if you're for real, and they said those, and you're not exaggerating, I really don't want to listen to their shit. Like, really?
Look, I'm going to tell you now, I reckon, because Sam Mendes said he's done with it,
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea, he's done with it.
They already contacted Nolan. Maybe. I will fucking guarantee it. Yeah, maybe. No, I will guarantee
well,
it.
Well, Nolan does... What's he... He's doing one more... movie coming out in 2017.
Yeah, but he'll be the one.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he'll say, okay, I want to do it this way. If he dares bring Idris up, I said, you've lost your plot.
Okay, could you imagine, it's like I said to you last night, could you imagine Idris Elba hanging around Blofeld? I just couldn't see it. I don't know.
We were brothers. We raised together. Hang on. Something's changed about you.
It's not, no, I don't, but it's the age thing more than anything else.
He's caught, no.
The okay. age thing.
No, his age, he's Cockney.
Mm.
He's like Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine.
That's his British accent.
Michael Caine couldn't be Bond. I like Michael Caine, but he couldn't
you
be Bond.
Imagine it.
Yeah. But as bad as Idris Elba
come
is...
Come on, governor, what do you fucking want me to do, mate?
Well, I've never seen Luther, so I can't...
That's what... He talks Cockney.
Yeah.
If you've ever... You've seen Frasier. You know Daphne? He's got that really Manchester... Yeah, that's the way he sounds. He's not Bond. He's not upper class Bond at all. If people could say, he could act it.
Yeah, okay.
He's not an actor.
Well, that's just it. I haven't seen too much of him. But what you're saying does add up when it comes to him and Marvel, because he doesn't do much in those movies.
He's not Bond, I'm telling you.
So,
and everyone's, oh, he's being racist. Go get fucked. Not a
no, I don't think he's being racist at all. I think if you thought there was a black actor who'd be suitable
black
for it, but you'd be totally for it.
Like, I would not want a woman Bond, because to me, you just make your own thing. You make your own woman Bond. But don't fucking dare cast a guy based on his skin colour.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just it. Exactly. Especially when, like I keep saying, would you want a male Ripley? Would you want a white Axel Foley? Would you? Yeah, no. You're right. You're right about that. I mean, would you want a white Danny Glover? My God.
Oh,
Danny Glover. You can't replace Danny Glover. Okay, I'd be sort of for Danny Glover as James Bond. That I wouldn't mind. I'm too old for this shit. No, Danny, you can do it, man. Come on. It wouldn't be bad.
I just see the gun barrel.
No way you live, no way. Hey, pussy face. Would you see
it? I didn't even have that on my top 10 list.
Would you see it? I would mind seeing Danny Elfman. Danny Glover as James Bond.
Absolutely.
Don't go call us racist. Jesus Christ.
That would be
Danny Glover.
Absolute fucking genius, right?
Yeah. All right. Now, as bad as Idris Elba might sound, after all our whinging just then, we have come up with a top 10.
Yeah.
The top 10
worst
possible choice. If Daniel Craig says now, I don't want to do another one, I think he's fucking around and he'll do it. But if he did say that, who would be the worst possible choices? Even looking at my number 2 now makes me feel sick.
See, now, I don't know about you. My top 10 are actual people who are alive.
Yeah, me too.
And a male.
So mostly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew, but I'm trying to keep it as...
There's no Melissa McCarthy or anything.
Yeah, look, I've not put Melissa McCarthy on my list.
So. Top 10 worst choices for 007 James Bond.
No, do you want me to start?
You start off.
Yeah. Number 10, Hulk Hogan.
That's kind of ironic. Because you'll see when I go.
Oh, God.
All right. Keep, yeah.
Because, okay.
I don't think you need to explain. But it would, yeah, why wouldn't he be a good Bond? Go and defend yourself.
Perfectest Bond. He likes to rape women. He's racist. Just like Bond would ever be. No, couldn't you?
He's good at handling real octopuses.
Couldn't you not see him walk out in a tux with a big mustache and hair? Just, you know. Yeah, oh, I'm going to break you in half.
I'm coming after you, Blofeld.
The ultimate Bond, the ultimate male, the ultimate meatball.
I wouldn't mind that. That's what I
didn't say these are bad choices. Doesn't mean the movies would be bad if you had them.
My number 10, Paul Hogan.
Crocodile Dundee. I didn't even think about
Paul Hogan. Some nitwit put this in a dummy. That's a bidet 007. What the bloody hell's that?
We've
already had one Aussie's Bond. I never want to see another one.
See the gun barrel. Out of the way, dopey. Doesn't even pull the trigger.
Like, they're terrorists causing trouble.
No crime against that.
Bloody Q gets lost out of here on time.
I'm actually kind of for this Bond. It would be fucking so stupid. But I'm actually kind of for it, I must say.
All right, you're number nine.
I'm too busy thinking. Paul Hogan.
Crocodile Dundee, oh, God.
I couldn't see him in the casino. I'll have what the fat shores over there is happening. I don't know what drink she's having. I have what the fat shores. He comes up to the camera and tries to put him to sleep with a fucking...
I'll watch it. That's two Bonds on the scene.
I would now. Number nine. Let's get into the dark route of black actors. Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Come on. High pitched. But dressed like, what's Rudy? Fucking, what's Ruby Rod?
Lost in Paradise.
Ruby Rod. Could you not
you
see?
You understand the words coming out of my mouth?
He couldn't see Bond and his Aston Martin just screaming. I could. But this is what the route they want to go for. The trace. Okay, here we go. Chris Tucker, people.
Hey, man! You never touch my black man's radio!
And the thing is, I want him to sing the song as well. Can you imagine that?
I'm leaving! Please! Oh, what you doing that for? Scam me! Corbin, Blofeld's up to no good!
He's run out of cigarettes. I haven't got a lighter. I've got no matches.
I've got a scar. My number nine. Maybe he might be alright now. I'm thinking about Danny DeVito.
Oh shit!
I don't know.
You're like gun barrel. Where is he? Oh, he's down there. Don't stand up. Oh, what? Sure,
Danny DeVito. Maybe it's the Penguin.
I see him like twins.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? It was just a mirror. Both about it. We're brothers. Oh really? I was just looking at a mirror. I'm for it.
When he does a push up.
Can't wait to meet my mother, Linda.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Oh, I would be all
like ruthless people.
He's fine, Batista. Oh my God, they muscles. Back's worse than the front.
We're not brothers. We're nothing.
Yeah. I'll be for that. What was that? Number eight?
That was my number nine.
Number nine's Danny DeVito. Jesus, what's your number one?
There's worse people.
There's worse people. Number seven, Adam Sandler.
That's my eight.
We all knew that guy. Yeah. My God. If you ever... We're going down the Jewish route now. Like a Jewish James Bond. Just for you, Cody.
No, it wouldn't even be funny. It wouldn't even just... Horrific.
Why? It would just be horrific.
Why? He could be a serious actor,
though. Q goes to him. Q goes, your new Aston Martin 007. Information I needed yesterday!
It's just like,
you were just going to hell!
Fucking over his voice.
Way over the top.
Oh,
just not funny.
But I didn't mind Abby Gilt, but then you look back at it, and even that's ruined because of the stereotype he's got now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad back then, but even now... I look at it and go, yeah, where's Carl Weathers?
Yeah, that was my number seven.
My eight, number eight, too. Oh, it was your seven, wasn't
it? That was my seven.
So what am I? Oh,
no, I was meant to do it. I skipped eight because I actually moved this person above.
Oh, right. My number seven would be, this is sort of a tie because I think I'm kind of convinced this is the same person, just in different movies.
Michael Cera.
/ Jesse Eisenberg. I'm convinced they're the same people. Could you imagine?
Oh,
why not?
I would rather see Danny DeVito.
The Red Capes are coming.
No.
My name's Bond, all right. I'm very good with tech and IT.
I could see him, funnily enough, as the new Q.
Yeah, no, that's different, though. That's a different
James
role.
Bond chatting up women. wig on.
You know, I've...
Oh, no, he wouldn't be James Bond. He'd be James Bond Jr. Just like Lex Jr.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Oh, I couldn't believe that shit either.
The Yeah, and people, no. No, just these two people, just they can't act. Oh, we'll see. We'll see with Batman vs. Superman. But just,
I think they can act, but in certain
roles. I don't know.
No, in certain roles. Certainly not as a fucking James Bond.
Yeah, but the whole, okay, so they can act in certain roles. Doesn't that make them not really a great actor?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I mean, I thought he was all right in Social Network. Like, don't get me wrong, I think he was good, but it's so catered to his ability. Like,
yeah.
Maybe Lex will be too, but I don't know. I just, he's not Heath Ledger. Like, Heath Ledger really fucking went, became something else.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that for,
I don't think he's going to pull Heath Ledger.
For Lex Luthor, and I definitely couldn't fucking see it for Bond, that's for sure.
You know, I'm being to Facebook, you could sleep with me.
That's a nightmare already.
I'm just saying.
You're talking about people that are one-dimensional. What about Steven Seagal? That was originally my number 8, but he went to number 7.
Yeah.
Come on. That'd be awesome.
My name's Bond. Bond. I'm just a spy. Yes. It's not a job.
Yeah, my
fuck. Adventure.
And Tommy Lee Jones is the villain. Jesus Christ.
Like Two-Face.
That would make me cry. As Tommy Lee Jones.
Have a good taste of time, Bond. See ya.
No. I would pay.
No.
Yeah, I would.
No.
Stevens has gone those. Well, he knows kung fu and martial arts. I'm just hard to kill.
You had Burgess Meredith on this list.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not even dead, so I couldn't. Steven Seagal's kind of dead the way he's going.
He's not very well.
Yeah, no. Could you just see the Bond intro, him like standing on the wooden? Look at Tup.
Yeah, just stand on the Bond.
Martial arts, it's easy to heal.
Remember Hard to Kill? Remember he looks like Jesus?
He's got the big bed.
Yeah, jeez. All right, my number six.
What year is this? Where's Blofeld?
Speak up, Bond. I can't hear you. My number six. Oh, Jack Black.
My number three. Jack Black.
Oh, just no. Raising your eyebrows does not make you funny.
No. But he was great King Kong.
Oh.
Who do you want to see a fat Bond? See, we're covering all eras. We've got race, fat, skinny. Jewish, perfect.
No,
fat Bond.
Just like, look, man, you got the Aston Martin Q.
Shut up, Bond. Just shut up.
Let's play my music as we drive along.
Even in that movie, which is one of his better movies, I admit, School of Rock, when he's playing the guitar, he's got to open his fucking mouth. And, just a dickhead.
He looks like one of your mates.
Lucas, he does
just like him.
Yeah, I think Jack Black's probably a nice guy in real life, but I think he's
what made Lucas.
He's definitely not. Did I say Jack Lucas?
Jack Byrne.
Jack. Yeah. No.
He can't be that bad.
No. Just terrible. It's just forced comedy. He's not Bond. Not at all. Don't even want to joke about it.
Oh fucking hell! This list is getting worse and worse. My number, what, number six I'm up to? Yeah, number six. Bill Cosby.
I'm not sure about that.
He rapes women.
My name is 007.
Agent to kill. You've got to put the bullet in the chamber.
But that Blofeld fellow.
As long as he wore a sweater suit.
And he, suit. And when he does the gun barrel,
he comes to the start of the Cosby Show. That'd be kind of cool.
And the jumper just comes in the blood. And it's just a rainbow from the jumper. Yeah.
Oh, the boot you understood the cameraman.
The old Q. He gave me everything I need.
He gave me some drugs to knock out the women.
Allegedly.
Maybe he might be a good Bond. That's
okay. He's pretty suave.
Yeah, I reckon.
He talks
well.
Gets all those women.
He talks well. He's sort of a combination between Sean Connery and William Shatner as a black version.
Fucking weird combination.
I can see that. Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
He does very good confused looks too, Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying?
He does, actually, but nah.
My number five is a guy who has put his hand up and wants to do Bond. David Beckham is not 007, all right? He wants to do it.
Good
he
choice.
He put his hand up.
Very good actor. Been so much like underwear ads.
No, you missed it. See, me and Craig talked about this. He had one hell of a debut. He was a huge star in that new movie. What's the fucking name? That came out this year with Henry Cavill.
What's
that?
My uncle,
Man from Uncle, and David Beckham in his defining role.
Is he in it?
Turns on a projector.
Hang on. He was in Bend It Like Beckham playing himself.
Well, I can't remember.
Hard actor.
And I was, it's because I said to Craig, I'm like, ew, projector worker, 007. That's quite a jump. Didn't have a single line of dialogue in it. But, you know, why does that matter? If he can play soccer, he can be... Have you heard him talk?
He just walks out, watch kicking a soccer ball.
He's got the squeakiest voice.
He's got squeaky...
And then think of it. Posh can do every Bond song.
Oh, fuck.
Forever. Forever and ever and ever.
The day that happens.
Oh, did I send you that?
Yeah,
link?
It won't.
He wants to play.
We did speak about it. It won't happen. There's absolutely no way in
hell. I
don't
know. I've had a few sleepless nights.
It won't happen. No matter how rich you are in the world, you aren't playing Bond, you white fucking motherfucker. Oh, my number five. We spoke about this man before. I'd love to see him as Bond. Nicolas Cage. Nicolas 007 Cage. Come on. How could you not see him walk out completely? He'd be the most insane Bond. Easily.
Yeah, I could. I could see him in that fucking snakeskin jacket from... Remember Snake Eyes? Yeah. I am the king! M trying to tell him what to do, but he won't sit down.
I just want to find some rockets!
Blue fell out, mate. You cut me some freaking slack!
Come on, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I mean, look, he's an American, though, but I think you could do a British accent.
Make an exception.
I think you could do a British accent.
British accent, yeah. And he loves Connery.
He loves exactly.
He learned off Connery. He was there with him.
You would know he'd be a big Bond fan.
Yeah.
Because he loves all that comic book world. So like, he would be a massive Bond fan.
He might be better than Idris Elba. I'm not joking. Oh, he might be.
He would be better than Idris Elba.
You take this part seriously.
Yeah, he wouldn't fuck it up.
Well,
he would fuck it up, but in a hilarious way.
By accident. With the long hair. Just,
oh, yeah.
No.
Put the gun back in the box.
I don't...
Don't treat women like that! That's my job.
My number four. I can't even remember the actor. Because I had to put the character. Sweet Chuck from Police Academy. Or Bobcat Goldthwait. Either one of them, really. It's sort of in the Danny DeVito mode.
Sweet Chuck would be awesome. God, what a lobby. I had more fun when I was being a kid getting mugged.
He'd be so good with the bad guys. What do you want? Blood! Get out! And look, he knows gadgets. He knows gadgets. Did you see how he locked his place up at the start of Police Academy 2?
He'd be an awe. Come on. I'd pay it. I'd love to see it.
Sweet Chuck.
Aston Martin's a little tricycle. Now, you know what? Have him as Bond, and the guy played Zed Bobcat as Blofeld.
You look like a little like Tom Cruise and Top Gun. Why are you losing weight?
You know when Bond's being tortured in the newspaper? He's asleep, just hear the drums playing. God,
What's the problem, 007? Here's the problem. He's an animal.
That's just Blofeld. He's crazy.
It's Bond on his scooter. This is not Le Mans. Driving down.
I would see it. It's still better than Idris.
This
is meant to be a worse list.
But the next three are people who would generally piss me off as Bond. Generally, even if they tried to be funny, they would generally piss me off.
My number four is, number three was Jack Black, so number four, I'll make number four my number three, because I've got two more. This one you will like.
Yeah.
So my number three, William Shatner.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think it'd be awesome.
But you think of it. Loves women.
Yeah.
Loves to drink. Suave, cool.
Yeah.
James Bond all over.
He is James Bond. He pretty much is.
Wears a wig.
Connery wore a wig.
Instead of yelling a card. Profile. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, even now,
at the age of 80.
He's old, 85. He's
perfect. Perfect age.
Just like Idris, not old. Yeah,
about the same age. When it comes down to
I reckon he looks younger than Idris. And he's 80-something.
85,
Idris looks like an old motherfucker.
He's had experience with the law. He was TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker jumped over a cop car.
That's right. He knows the law. Boston legal.
He's perfect.
Wears a good suit. He was a captain of a ship.
That's right.
Captain Bond.
He does lines well.
He's a funny man.
Yeah, he's got his own album. Not even sure Connery
he could, could even sing the song of Bond.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm a bucket man.
Mr. Awesome. Tambourine Man!
That's not the title of the song, Will.
Doesn't matter. It's good enough.
Yeah, well, he might work. I'm not sure about the song.
See, now we're getting into the ones that just...
I wonder if you and me are going to have the same two. I don't know, because my two are pretty bad.
These ones just piss me off. Just thinking about it. Kanye West!
Yep, I had it. That was my number two.
All right. Now, my number two makes me feel sick. My number two makes me feel sick.
All right, why do you think Kanye West would be terrible?
Come on, he's going to be the president!
I know Bond's got a bit of an ego.
Perfect,
but... Oh, you're just racist. Only because he's black.
He could sing the song as well.
Yeah.
He's more influential than Nelson Mandela.
And the day it comes out, he can leak an image to the press of his penis.
He's done it before.
Why do we even need to say why he'd be bad?
I was going to say.
Why do we even
need? We need to give you reasons why he would be a bad choice. You got fucking issues.
Because you know what? Corey's sitting there going,
that's not be all right. Right.
That's
he'll
not be all right.
He's black.
He's bound to be good.
He's be awesome.
He's young enough.
No.
And of course, the Bond woman would have to be that fat-ass fucking cow, his wife. Kim Kardashian. She'd have to be.
The moment a Kardashian takes over Bond is the moment I pack up my bags.
One day it could easily happen.
Yeah.
It could easily happen. The fucking way the world is, social media.
Kanye West. I don't want to embarrass. I don't want to embarrass you. But Blofeld was the best villain that I've ever fought against.
No.
You're number two.
That was my number three. Oh, my number two makes me feel sick.
Because I only got one more left. Because right. Jack Black was obviously my third.
No, you'd have two then, wouldn't you?
No, because Kanye was my other one.
All right.
So I've only got one left.
Do you want me to do my number
you
two?
You do your number two.
This makes me feel sick thinking about it. Anyone. Who says this man will be good as Bond, needs to think about what they're doing in life, and I beg you, to go see psychiatrist. My number two is Quentin Tarantino. I was in bed.
He was going to direct one, wasn't he?
Didn't
he say no boring?
Oh, yeah, the new one. He did, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he
perfect.
Was
perfect.
Could you imagine him as Bond?
Make a shit martini. Shit martini.
Because there's no dick there. Like doing the Aussie accent. Oh!
I love it. Perfect cast.
No!
He's white.
Perfect.
No! We're just being racist.
No!
Don't worry about who's your number one now.
If he did, my number one's a little bit of a cheat.
Oh, okay.
But if he did it...
So is mine, but in a different way.
If he did it... could you imagine him just... you look like a pair of dorks. You all look like a pair of dorks in here and there, man.
Perfect. You look like a dork.
Oh, just
No. Yeah. Even him directing a Bond is just horrible.
I can't see my eyes. It's blood. Oh.
Fuck it.
Oh,
I think Tommy actually decent was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
But you wouldn't want to see that as Bond, would you?
God, no.
It was Tarantino being Tarantino. That's just in there.
What the man? He shot me in the fucking hand, Richie! Brilliant acting.
Why does he keep putting himself in movies? oh, even, oh. Like, seriously, I felt physically ill when I thought about it, when I just thought about it. Oh, as a Bond fan, that is just, no. And then he could speak like he does when he goes on talk shows and he does, you know, the black voice in quotation. I said, fuck you.
The righty system.
Police won't let you be Bond.
They don't get it.
That's just it. It's not a comedy. It's supposed to be a real...
No, I want to have bad Bond. Not Ryan Esteban.
Have you seen James?
A dancing horse.
Oh, think about it. Christopher Waltz was in... Fucking... No!
So is Christopher Walken.
Is that the Bond villain? Oh, no. No. All right, what's your number one?
My number one. This is the worst. This is the worst you could cast. Ever. Ever as Bond. No one can beat this. Unless you go for Mr. McCarthy or something. This person is a male, horrible actor, no talent.
Yeah.
It's just literally... We all hate him in movie spoilers. All of us, including you, me, Cody.
Tommy.
No. P1 hates this bastard with a passion. He's not white either, he's black. He's the son of a famous black actor. Also, no. As Jaden 007 Smith.
I'm putting my mic down. I don't know.
Come on, P1. You'd love to see Jane Smith as Bond. Somewhere I can see
P1's looking up from his laptop and it's like Boris in Goldeneye.
I can see him now. Get Idris on the phone. Give him the job.
Please.
That was... Come on.
Yeah.
He is short, skinny, too young. Wore a Batman suit to the prom.
That was the worst Batman suit I've ever seen, too, wasn't it? Didn't he look like something out of fucking Silver
Lord? Batman with dreadlocks looking half asleep all the time.
And didn't he say something about, he's an intellectual,
yeah.
Like Freud or something?
He's above intellectual level, just like Bond. And his sister Willow can do the song. That it could be the worst cast.
I have tears rolling.
No. I knew. When I said about doing this months ago, that was already number one on the list. Straight up. Did not change.
Him and Tarantino in a Bond movie together. Oh.
But his dad's popular. He might be able to get him the job.
Put him in DC before you put him in any of this. No.
But he's black. About time we give it to a black bro.
Corey, good choice.
Give him a chance. Come on. You don't know what he'd be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we would need to give him a chance. Yeah, okay.
I don't even want to think about it. I really don't.
My number one.
My number one is a bit political. My number one is a woman. Any woman. James Bond is not.
Any woman.
James Bond is not and will not. Its name is James. It makes no sense.
It could be Jamie Bond.
You might be happy about that, but I'm not.
Only because I know Jamie's named after a dad, Jamie.
Oh,
his name's James.
Look, women would play a great spot. Assault, I think.
Wouldn't you not want to see Sarah Jessica Parker as James Bond?
No.
Bond just shopping everywhere.
Bond, shoes for everyone, Q. No, look, no, I don't even mean that. I mean,
it's okay. Poor fellows have blown up the world. We're 9 hours ahead.
That's when you've just gone too far with the political correctness.
Wearing a giant hat.
just no. Women would play great spies in films. I've seen them. I liked Angelina Jolie in Salt and fucking, but don't destroy fucking this just for a political reason. Don't do that. Like, this is 50 years worth of history.
It will come
Sarah
up
Sarah Jessica, Sarah, what's her name? Sarah Michelle Gellar. Well, I don't see any reason why a woman can't be James Bond. The name is fucking James Bond. Do you honestly think Ian Fleming sat there? And there is why not come up with something else? There's no reason why they can't.
If they want to come up with their own spin-off and have a female, fine.
That's different. Yeah. That is totally different. Hey, if they were to do a movie on, like, say, the Barbara, if they did a spin-off at the time, Spy Who Loved Me with the Russian spy, that would be great. I'd pay good money to see that. But James Bond is a guy. I don't want to see a male Ripley. I don't want to see a fucking male version of the chick in Misery. I don't want to see a male version of what other female?
Male Ronda Rousey.
Male Ronda Rousey, yeah. I don't want to see a fucking, I don't want to see a male, you know, Carrie. Like, I don't want to see any of that shit. Like, a male Princess Leia. That's going to work, isn't it?
Yeah, but
fuck that shit. It's just, no.
It will come to the time they will question it. For sure.
Why, though? It doesn't...
Because the world needs to not be sexist, not to not be racist. I hate to tell you this. Having... The world is sexist. The world is racist.
But no,
get
no,
over
no.
it.
But forgetting that, the character... the character is the character. It's got nothing to do with being sexist.
Yeah.
You can't turn around and tell me... Ripley, is she a sexist character?
Ripley's an awesome character.
Everyone loves her. But you don't want a guy playing it, do you? But it destroys who the character is. It's the same thing with Bond.
Yeah, but that would be being sexist if you cast her as a male.
Hmm?
If you made Ripley a male now, it'd be sexist.
Oh, yeah, totally.
If you made James Bond, it would be...
A move for women's rights!
Exactly.
I'm like...
And we've seen how that... You know,
but that's fine.
I cannot wait for Ghostbusters to come out and be a disaster. Which it will be.
You reckon? I don't know.
I reckon it'll be universally despised, except by women.
I'm not sure.
And not even all women. Only partial.
That's my, as a Bond fan, that would be the worst thing to do. Well, maybe a few of the other ones. But, and it's not that I don't think women aren't great. I think women are fantastic. In some cases,
if
even
you
better
took,
than men. Hey, didn't I turn around last week and say women do better Bond stuff?
Yeah. If you took the exact Bond story, exact same, and just change the name James Bond. I could deal with it.
A male, a female character.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Not
James
changing
Bond.
The character. No,
because one of my friends said to me, "Well, yeah, there was a girl named James. I don't give a fuck. I mean, seriously, there might have been one girl named James. It wasn't designed to be a female. It just wasn't. Like,
couldn't care.
That is, and if you want to, like, it's no different than if you made Megatron. Well, they're gonna not Megatron. Fucking Optimus Prime. Is that gonna be?
You can't
change him.
He-Man. Well, it could be
it makes it even more sense for Optimus Prime to be turned to a female because it's a robot. So,
yeah,
that's just me.
I'm just over the whole shit of changing things for political gender.
Yeah, if it's not appropriate.
There's just no reason.
If it's not appropriate, like, so there's heaps of characters. They do the next Avatar and they make the main character the female chick, be fine with it.
Yeah, because she's already in it. Yeah,
exactly, and. It's not fucking around with it too much. Or Game of Thrones, you got fucking how many good, strong female characters in that show?
Oh, look, we're
in but apparently people are sexist if they don't. But fuck off with that
shit. You can already look ahead with Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You can have a strong female character and a strong
guess what?
Black male actor.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, what people are saying is, oh, it's good to see that. I'm just seeing John Boyega.
Yeah, and
I'm not seeing this
and
black guy.
I think it's great that a chick is going to...
And it's shit, but it's shit.
Face fact, a woman has not taken...
Yeah, but
like the central stage in Star Wars. I'm fine
with
it.
Pisses me off.
Fine.
Like people keep pointing it out. Oh, it's good to have a black. Good to have a black. Black. It's like, will you just stop fucking saying that? I'm just seeing the guy as an actor and a character.
What did Morgan Freeman say?
Yeah.
He turned around.
I love that line.
And he said, the way to beat racism is...
Don't talk about it.
Yeah, well, don't stop making it such a thing. Yeah. Like it's.
He just said in an interview.
It's like, you're Mike Wallace. I'm going to stop referring to you as a white man.
Yeah.
You stop referring to me as a
black
man.
That's how you stop it.
Yeah, and
he's 100% fucking right.
And he's because
he's the voice
and
of God.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Voice of God, motherfucker.
You want to? And people were arguing against. Oh well, Morgan hadn't had a tough upbringing. Fucking yes, he has. I got news for you. Yes, he has.
When he was younger, just say he could do the
racism.
Imagine he was younger. He was suave, cool.
I'd rather him do it right now.
Denzel.
Yeah.
When he was younger.
Yeah, for sure. He's old, too old now.
Too old now, but he would have been a mad fucker. If you cast him as Blofeld now, I would have been like, motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
I was like, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Shit if you're dark or not, it's the character and the actor who can perform it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Jaden Smith doing it.
I think P1 just vomited.
It'd be like John Hurt in the chest burster. Like rolling around on the floor. But you know what's next? Probably by now, but probably by the time people listen to this, some really horrible reviews for Creed have come out.
And we're just
like talking the good shit now. But next, people, is the Rocky show.
And Bullwinkle.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And Bullwinkle. What, Rocky, watch me pull a spinoff out of my hat.
Let me pull a bad performance of Robert De Niro here.
Yeah.
I forgot he was in that.
Man, that, you want to talk about horrible... I'm excited, you're excited. How about you? You excited?
What are we waiting for? Take this! Check!
Get my ass.